Actually, I was not the troublemaker, but I could remember all happenings.
Yeah.
So today I'm going to talk about one of my incidents. Have you ever experienced a fire incident?
Fire?
Yeah, fire. When I was 13 years old, I was watching TV in the midnight, and I couldn't stop watching it because it was so funny and so exciting. So I decided to see until the end. And the time was around it was around 12 o'clock, and I went to bed and I felt some strange feeling. So, and also I smell something burning. So I went to the kitchen immediately and I looked for the fire, but there was no fire. And when I saw the window, I saw fire rising up to the sky. And you know what? I was living on the fifth floor, as like this height, and I could see the fire through the window. That means the fire was so big. Yeah. So I was shocked and I didn't know what to do. And I totally stopped like this. And I was so nervous, but I was trying to be calm. And I woke my parents up and my family up, and I told them what I saw in the kitchen, and we did something, but step by step. So my father called to 119. The 119 is for the calling firefighters. And my mother collects some valuable things like jewelries and bank accounts, books like that. And my grandmother took some clothes, jackets. And I took care of my younger brother. He was only 7 years old at the time. Yeah. And we went to the downstairs and it was okay. So we were and we went to the ground and we found really, really big fire next to my house. Fortunately, the firefighter came quickly and they could control the fire. But I could see the building was nowhere. The fireplace was originally old wooden inn, and at the time there was no person, so there was no victim for the fire incident, but the big fire was shocking to me. And I couldn't sleep at the time, so it was my forgettable memory of whole life. So when I was thinking about that, I thought we should care for every time and moment, because we don't know what will be happening in the future. So, careful every time. And I'm so happy to be here. I'm surprised. Thank you.
Always watch TV at midnight.
Sometimes.
No, if you want to survive a fire.